You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, journal babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe, and that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you can make up words. So today I want to talk to you about self-love. One of my favorite quotes reads, "Self-love isn't vanity, it's sanity." I'll say that again for you. Self-love isn't vanity, it's sanity. Amen to that. And listen, self-love isn't selfish either. I find that the more I love myself, the easier it is for me to love and to pour into other people. Now, earlier this year on my birthday, I posted the obligatory birthday pictures on social media, and I was quite cute, if I must say so myself. But in my caption, I share that one of the most important things I've learned during my 42 years on this earth, yes, 42, I'm old AF, but one of the most important things I've learned during my time here on this planet is that if you're not falling more deeply in love with yourself every single day, you're doing it wrong. Now, I know it's a lot easier said than done, right? This idea of loving yourself. But Whitney Houston told us two things that we need to remember always. Number one, Bobby Brown is the king of R&B. And number two, she told us that learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. But how do we do that? How do we obtain this great self-love? Well, for me, I've done it through journaling. And I'm not alone in that. Now, if you've ever read the book, The Artist's Way, or if you've listened to any episode of this podcast, you've probably heard of morning pages. So morning pages is this practice of writing, doing 3 pages of free writing every morning. So Julia Cameron, the author of The Artist's Way, she talks about this practice in that book, and she talks about it in her newest book, Write for Life. And recently, I got to participate or attend a webinar that she hosted about her latest book. And in the webinar, she mentioned that someone had reached out to her after practicing morning pages and said, "Julia, I'm falling in love." And at first, she thought that the person meant they were falling in love with the morning pages practice. But then the person clarified, "No, I'm falling in love with myself." So this practice of doing morning pages was causing this person to fall in love with themselves. And that's what I want for you. So there are 3 reasons why I believe journaling can promote self-love, can make you fall in love with yourself. One is self-awareness. So the more you use journaling to process your feelings, to get clear on who you are and what you want and what you value, you'll become more self-aware. And self-awareness, I believe, breeds being self-secure as well. And let me tell you, one thing about me is I am very self-aware. People say that about me all the time. They talk about how they're really impressed by how self-aware I am. And what makes that comment even more special is that it's usually coming from a woman who's much older than I am. And so, for example, there's a woman in my C. Jane Wright community who is 70 years old, and she is so fly. Like, I really want to be like her when I'm 70, but she's so fly. And she told me just a few days ago, when I was sharing something that I had written, she was saying that she's so impressed by how self-aware I am and that she finds that I'm more self-aware than women twice my age. And I share all that because that self-awareness comes from journaling. Another reason I believe journaling can help you fall in love with yourself is that journaling is a form of self-care. And self-care is self-love in action. So taking the time to journal is an act of self-care. It's my favorite act of self-care, obviously, since I've made a whole podcast about journaling. But when you are being intentional, taking out the time for yourself to process your feelings on the page, to get your thoughts out on the page, you're taking care of yourself. And that's going to boost your self-love. Journaling is also a space where you can have self-celebration. I use journaling to celebrate myself. And more accurately, I use it to quiet my inner critic, or my inner mean girl, as I call her. In fact, I'm going to do a whole episode on how you can use journaling to quiet your inner mean girl. And my inner mean girl, she loves to yak on my birthday. But what I typically do to silence her is I start writing about all the things I'm grateful for. And then I write about all the things I've done that would make my 11-year-old self proud. And once I do that, once I use journaling to reflect on the things I'm grateful for, to reflect on the things that I am proud of, pretty soon, that inner mean girl has nothing left to say. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about how you can use journaling to help you with your self-love. The Righteous Bay Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris-Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. Okay. So I've shared how journaling has helped me cultivate self-love, but let's talk about you. So here's another quote for you. You carry so much love in your heart. Give some to yourself. That's something I want you to keep in mind as you try this next little writing exercise I got for you. So what I want you to do is, not right now, because I want you to keep listening to me, but later, I want you to open up your journal and I want you to describe your best friend. And I want you to describe her in a way that's completely honest, but in a way that would make anybody else who's reading that description want to be her friend too. All right? So I just want you to, again, open up your journal, describe your best friend in an honest but very loving way. That's probably going to be pretty easy for you to do, right? Because she's your best friend. So obviously you love her. You have lots of great, wonderful things to say about her. It's probably going to be pretty simple. But after that, I want you to try something else. After that, I want you to describe yourself in the same honest yet loving way. This, I would venture to say, is going to be a little harder to do. It is so easy for us to give other folks their flowers, but it's so hard for us to give that love back to ourselves. And that goes the other way too, right? If you think about the negative stuff you say to yourself or think about yourself, you would never say or think that stuff about people close to you. You'd never do that. So I want you, again, describe your best friend in an honest and loving way, then flip the page, describe yourself in an honest but loving way. And like I said, that part is probably going to be hard. But I hope that as you keep journaling, keep doing these different things to cultivate that self-love, that it'll get easier and easier and easier. Now, in order for that to happen, you've got to commit to daily journaling. That's another thing I want you to do to cultivate self-love, because again, we're talking about how journaling can help you fall in love with yourself, but that's not going to happen if you're not journaling, right? So I want you to commit to journaling every day. This doesn't have to be some long, elaborate practice. So you could try morning pages, which again is just 3 pages of free writing every morning. Now, Julia Cameron is very adamant about do this in the morning. But my thing is you need to do it whenever you can do it, right? You know your life. So if morning pages got to be lunch break pages or evening pages or hiding in the bathroom from my kids pages, like whatever it's got to be, you do that, okay, for yourself. So that's one thing you can try, those 3 pages of just stream of consciousness, free writing, okay? If you get stuck doing that, one of the prompts that I always tell folks to go back to if you are getting stuck is answering the question, how do I feel right now and why, and what am I going to do about it? So you can try that too. Now, oftentimes when we're struggling with self-love, it's because we're letting our inner critic dominate our inner dialogue. And we got to stop that. Don't let that inner mean girl control the conversation. Don't let her write your narrative. It's your narrative. It's your story. Don't let her let you get lost in focusing on what you're not and what you haven't yet accomplished. One of the greatest acts of self-care, one of the greatest acts of self-love, is to use your journal to honor who you are and to acknowledge how far you have come. So I'm hoping that the best friend description, then describe yourself thing, I'm hoping that exercise will help you start to honor who you are. But I also want you to take time to acknowledge, honor, celebrate how far you've come. So another thing I want to invite you to do is to one day just open your journal and at the top of the page, write down, look how far I've come. And then just write anything that comes to mind about how far you've come as a person, how far you've come as a mom, as a wife, in your career, in your health and fitness, whatever you want. But I want you to acknowledge how far you've come and celebrate yourself because you deserve it. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to give you your journaling prompt for this week. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. Been asked the question before, if you could, what would you say to your younger self? I think this is a great exercise, but this week, I want you to try something different. This week, I want you to write a love letter to your current self from your future self. Now, in order to do this, first, you need to envision the woman that you want to be. And I mean, think about everything about her, okay? So, what does she look like? How does she dress? How does she spend her day? What does she do for fun? What does her home look like? Just think of everything. Envision the woman you want to be. And you can put that down on paper. So turn it into some journaling. So write about the woman that you want to be. So start there. But then ask yourself, what would this woman say to you to get you to where she is? Now, when you're doing this, you might be tempted to give yourself some tough love, right? And your letter might start out as, girl, you need to get it together, right? And there is always a time and space for tough love, but I want to invite you to actually be a bit more gentle with yourself for this exercise. So instead of, you know, sis, you need to get it together, I want to invite you to begin your letter with something tender, like, baby girl, you are doing a great job. And then in this letter, I want you to honor who you are, acknowledge how far you've come. And then, because remember, this is the woman that's where you want to be, then give yourself the blueprint. Let her explain how she got to where she is. Okay? And so here's the purpose of a journal entry like this. It's not one for you to write and then never look at again or tear up or burn or whatever you do with your journal. This is a journal entry that is meant for you to revisit when you have those bad days. Because, look, even somebody like me, who will stand on the rooftops and tell anybody how much I love myself, even somebody like me, like, I still have bad days. Days when I feel stupid or I feel like I'm just so behind where I should be in my life or my career. I feel like a bad wife or a bad friend or a bad daughter or a bad sister, or I feel like I don't like the way I look, you know, all the things, right? Like, we all have bad days. But this love letter from your future self can be something for you to read on those bad days. And yeah, you know, if you get hyped up by your friend, that can help. If you get, you know, sweet words from your partner, yes, that helps. If the folks on your job are telling you how great you are, that's wonderful. But look, nothing is going to compare to getting that love, that celebration, that honor, that acknowledgement from yourself. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.